you want to stay on rhythm as a team normally, but these happen. There's Thursday games, there's Monday games, there's Sunday games, there's games in London. So you have to adapt. And so what it did was it gave us an extra day or two to get our bodies back. We came back for an extra practice on Monday, and there was a lot of energy. So we're excited about going to the nation's capital and playing a game. It's a team deal. Like we say, the receiver's been doing a good job getting open. We've been protecting. He's been getting the ball off quickly. So that's when everybody looks good. When guys aren't getting open or guys aren't getting picked up in a blitz, that's when he doesn't look good. So it's an offensive thing, not a Jay thing. And I think, it was exciting to see last week. Well, they obviously have a 3-4 defense again, and you have two great outside linebackers coming off the edge in pass protection. And then in the nickel, they'll use those two guys at defensive end. So we have to account for those two guys, like you always do, but we really have to pay special attention. There are special pass rushers. He likes to use multiple blitzes on third down and in regular down. So I'm sure we'll see some things we haven't seen, and we'll have to adjust and handle them. Yeah, Jordan Mills has continued to get better. He continues to develop and understand football more, and he's done a nice job. Well, a weakness is, what Jordan has done is continue to work fundamentals and make sure that his defender rushes outside and in the running game be physical and have landmarks and footwork, and that's what he continues to work on, and so he's had success. Barry Colfield has lost weight. He's much more active than he was in the last couple years, actually. And so he is very impressive on tape for a nose guard. And most of the time in the 3-4 defense, the nose guards are big plugger types that don't move, and you don't have to worry about him much in pass rush. And Barry Colfield's not that guy. He's an explosive club. He'll step one way and knock you out of the way with the club move. So we have to do a good job staying tight on him at guard. Football's a day-to-day game, and so every time you go to practice, every time you go to a game, you have to be on your A game, and you have to follow your fundamentals and follow your rules. I don't think an offense ever goes from step A to step Z. I think they continue A, B, C, D right up the alphabet, and hopefully by week 16 we're playing our best.